Like listening to podcasts just like this one from the team at Which? Well, we've got some good news. All our podcasts are now available to listen to on YouTube and YouTube Music. So whether you like listening to Get Answers, Which Shorts, or Which Money, all episodes can now be listened to directly on YouTube or through the YouTube Music app. To find them, just search for the podcast you'd like to listen to. YouTube's additional functionality also means that you can now read along with subtitles as you listen. Don't panic though, all Which podcasts are still available to listen to elsewhere too. So wherever you listen, we'll see you soon. Hello and welcome to the Which Shorts podcast. I'm James Rowe. This is the podcast that brings you the very best from Which with a weekly taster of some of the brilliant journalism you can expect from your suite of magazines. Today we're looking at gardening. With summer just around the corner, there's no time like the present to get your garden looking its best. Whether you've got a small yard or acres and acres, it may seem like it costs a lot to get all the right equipment to get your plot looking tip-top, but it doesn't have to be that way. In the April edition of Which Money magazine, we put together our top tips to help make gardening more manageable and to help you save money. Grace Farrell reads this piece, originally written by Matthew Briggs.
A beautiful garden needn't cost the earth. Buy astutely, recycle, and propagate your plants, and you'll soon turn your outside space into your own paradise. So, how can you save? Multiply plants with cuttings. A cheap way to fill your garden with plants is to propagate those you already have, or ask friends or neighbours for cuttings of theirs. You can take softwood cuttings from now until August to produce a wide range of perennials and deciduous shrubs. First, choose a healthy, non-flowering shoot from the plant you wish to propagate. Using secateurs, cut 5 to 10 centimetres from the shoot tip and just above a bud. You might call this a node. Put it in a clean plastic bag to stop it wilting, label and keep in a cool, dark place until you're ready. Next, trim your shoot to just below a node with a sharp knife and remove the lowest leaves, leaving just a pair at the top. Place cuttings, either individually or in groups of up to 6, depending on size, in small pots of 50 to 50 perlite or grit and compost. Our cheapest best buy for raising plants is Coco and Coir all-purpose at 21p per litre. Use a pencil to make a hole in the compost and put the cutting in almost to the level of the leaves. Firm in, lightly water and cover with a clear plastic bag. Prop up the bag with small sticks so it doesn't touch the leaves and air daily to get rid of condensation. Keep the compost moist and place pots in a warm position, away from direct sunlight, until the cuttings root. Once rooted, plant cuttings individually in larger pots and harden off. Take hardwood cuttings or woody climbers, trees and shrubs, from mid-autumn to late winter. Make your own compost. Well-rotted compost improves garden soil and leads to better growth and healthier plants. Add a 5cm layer to the soil surface and let the worms do the work. To make your own, you'll need a compost bin. You can easily build one using old wood pallets or recycled planks. Alternatively, pick up a cheap or free one from sites such as freecycle.org. Some local councils also sell them. For best results, you need a balanced mix, not layers, of brown material such as finely chopped shrub prunings in 2.5cm sections or shredded cardboard and soft green matter such as weed seedlings or lawn clippings. Before adding dandelions or docks, dry out their roots or put them in a bucket of water for 48 hours so they don't grow in the bin. Don't add food, glossy paper, or cat or dog droppings. Good sources of raw material include leaves and horse manure. Choose a still, dry day and gather leaves from the lawn with a mower or scoop them up from public roads and footpaths. Leaves from side roads are less tainted by pollution. Wear a high-vis jacket while you're collecting. Some stables give away horse manure. Allow manure to rot down for 12 months before adding, and remove weeds as they germinate. Keep the mix in your bin moist and leave it to rot for at least 6 months. It's ready to use when it's brown and crumbly. Cut the costs of tools, pots and trays. Consider premium used tools over cheap new ones. The latter will wear out rapidly in your garden on clay, chalk or stony soils. You can find bargains on sites such as eBay and at car boot sales, house clearances or secondhand shops. If you really want to buy new, first check our reviews at which.co.uk/garden. Search for tools with our great value logo. These are best buys or high scoring products that are also great value for money. Corded tools are generally cheaper to buy. Discount supermarkets Lidl and Aldi both sell gardening equipment in their special buy sections. Source pots from recycling bins at garden centres and council recycling centres. Wash and disinfect them thoroughly before use. Check charity shops and refuse centres for terracotta pots. You can grow plants in any type of container as long as there's enough compost for the size of the plant and drainage holes in the base. Use a hammer and a nail or drill to make holes in the base of plastic tubs or tins. Metal containers are best for shade as they heat up in sunshine, which can scorch plant roots. Sow seeds such as lettuce in waxed paper drinks cartons with one side removed, using the spout as a watering point. Get discounts on plants. Great savings can be made at end-of-season sales. Keep an eye out for cut-price bare root shrubs and fruit trees from late February to early March, bedding plants in late June, and bulbs from late November to early December. Look out for special offers in garden centres and check out their casualty corner, where you'll find bargain plants that can usually be nursed back to health. Local florists often have small numbers of seasonal garden plants at low prices too. Local gardening clubs and parish councils often hold plant sales in spring and summer. Search Facebook for events near you. Buying smaller plants is cheaper, and once established, they're generally healthier. Buy plants that self-seed, such as foxgloves. Either collect the seed just before it ripens and put them in a paper bag ready to scatter where you need them the following year, or allow the seed to fall naturally. You can also buy one large plant and use any prunings as cuttings. So what do you need to do? Don't buy a tool you'll rarely use, such as a garden shredder. Instead, check with neighbours to see if you can borrow what you need. You could also try a tool hire firm or rent from owners in your area via sites such as fatllama.com. Some local councils allow you to hire tools at minimal cost through Library of Things projects. Local allotment societies, gardening clubs, or specialist groups often hold plant sales and seed exchanges. They also give you the chance to make gardening friends and increase your knowledge, with many groups hosting garden visits and lectures. Find one near you at rhs.org.uk. Sign up to retailers' email newsletters for discounts and notifications of upcoming sales. Many also offer free monthly practical reminders and gardening advice. And what do you need to watch out for? Save money and the planet by collecting rainwater runoff from roofs. Also, use battery or electric power tools. Make your own compost and plant for pollinators to get the best results from your crops. Harvesting peat destroys habitats and releases large amounts of carbon into the atmosphere. There are now many good peat-free composts. Our cheapest best buy for growing plants is Melcourt Silver Grow Tub and Basket at 25p per litre. When buying online or from catalogues, if plants don't match the description or are damaged or dying when they arrive, you're entitled to a refund under the Consumer Rights Act 2015. The retailer should be notified within 30 days, ideally as soon as you spot the issue. Some sellers offer guarantees lasting several years, so keep receipts.
Grace Farrell was reading that piece by Matthew Briggs, originally published in Witch Money Magazine's April edition. Want to subscribe and get the magazine delivered direct to your door? I'll pop a link in the description of today's show for you to find out more. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters at witch.co.uk/newsletters. We'll be back next week for another episode of Witch Shorts. Thanks for listening. Witch Shorts was produced and edited by me, James Rowe, while the exec producer was Grace Farrell.